Hello and welcome to the Social Media Daily News Roundup. My name is Jade Housted and here are today's trending social media headlines. Love Islanders get social media advert survival kit. Ofcom reports more people using social media for news. Fake followers in influencer marketing will cost brands $1.3 billion this year. Alongside a $5 billion fine, the US government just imposed a bunch of restrictions on what Facebook can and can't do. And LinkedIn rolls out a new feature to help small and medium-sized businesses promote their service offerings. Love Islanders get social media advert survival kit, BBC. Love Island contestants are being given a new guide to help them follow rules on social media advertising. The Advertising Standards Authority and ITV have come up with a checklist to help contestants be upfront with their followers. Adverts have to be obviously identifiable, which is why you often see hashtag ad on paid for content. The ASA have previously warned celebrities over posts that weren't labelled properly. Ofcom reports more people using social media for news. The number of people watching news on TV is falling, but social media is growing and its popularity as a news source, according to Ofcom. The Broadcast Regulator's annual news consumption report looks at how consumption habits are changing in the UK. TV remains the most popular news platform, but usage has dropped from 79% of adults to 75% in the last year. But those using social media for news rose from 44% to 49%. Fake followers in influencer marketing will cost brands $1.3 billion this year, CNBC. Brands pay billions of dollars globally a year to promote their products through influencers who have a sizable following on social media sites. But a new report suggests that, for a good chunk of their spending, those advertisers are getting ripped off. Influencer marketing gives brands of all sizes a way to reach relevant audiences on platforms such as Instagram, Snapchat or YouTube in a way that might feel more authentic to a consumer. To appear more influential than they actually are, influencers can buy fake followers and pay for bots to like or comment on their posts. Alongside a $5 billion fine, the US government just imposed a bunch of restrictions on what Facebook can and can't do. Business Insider. It's official, Facebook was hit with a $5 billion fine from the Federal Trade Commission as part of a settlement over claims the company mishandled user data. The fine is a record for the FTC, perhaps a precedent for the kind of punishment that tech giants could expect for mishandling users' data. And this is a direct response to the Cambridge Analytica scandal, in which data from over 50 million Facebook users was improperly obtained by a political data analytics firm. Beyond the record fine, the FTC is also imposing a set of regulations on Facebook aimed at protecting user data. And LinkedIn rolls out a new feature to help small and medium-sized businesses promote their service offerings. Small and mid-sized business owners will now be able to list the services they can offer directly on their LinkedIn profile pages, the company announced on Tuesday. When a small or medium-sized business owner adds service listings to their individual profiles, they will automatically be eligible to show up in relevant search results for those services. This service is currently only in the US, but LinkedIn have said they'll make it available to all SMB owners this autumn. For extra details and more information on all the stories, please see socialday.live. Thank you for listening to today's Social Media Daily News Roundup with your host, Jade Housted. Have a wonderful day.